Hi, I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl, and this is my other brother Daryl. And you're listening to Cougar Chat Radio.
Hi, this is Bobby Campo from Grey's Anatomy and Being Human. You are listening to Cougar Chat Radio.
What do you want to do? Just like you're listening.
Hi, I'm Ty Wilson. You're listening to Cougar Chat Radio.
Hello, Cougars. This is Sebastian Roche from Supernatural, and I listen to Cougar Chat Radio.
Okay, that was cute.
Hello, everyone. This is Irony Singleton of The Walking Dead. I play T-Dog, and you are here with the Cougar Chat Radio.
Hello, this is Jason Gates from Haunted Collector, and you're watching Cougar Chat Radio.
If you like your lady... Hey, welcome to Cougar Chat. I'm not sure what happened with that piece, but...
I just get so tickled listening to that over and over again.
Oh, the guy.
William Sanderson.
Intro. Yeah.
I could listen to William Sanderson say that my name is Larry.
Yeah. He was such a doll. He is such a doll. Well, we're here tonight. My name is Michelle, and I'm joined with Jen and Nan. How you ladies
Hi.
Doing?
Good. How are
Good.
You?
Good. Yeah, I don't know what happened to Jody's commercial there. I just started talking and then went snarling. The famous snar. What's that? Yep, yeah, the famous snarl.
Love that noise.
So anything interesting with you ladies over the weekend?
Just, I had no weekend. I'm still working. My weekend is tomorrow and Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, today we fine.
Yeah, my weekend was spent running back and forth between our old house and our new one. I'm exhausted.
You didn't leave any kids at the wrong house?
No, just doing yard work and trying to clean it up, make it look good.
Now, I was talking to Nan the other day, and she was on her way home, and she actually went to the wrong house.
Oh, my God.
I got all the way to Nicole. Oh my! Well, it was embarrassing when I got to the new bus stop and I had to explain to all the other parents that why I forgot my child. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Nice. Great. Well, I started a second job, so I've been busy doing working at a salon and teaching at night. So.
How's it going at the new place? You like it?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
You too, Jen?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I do want to mention we do have two callers in queue, and thank you for calling, and once we get Jeff on the line, we'll definitely take your questions. If you're on Facebook, make sure you find us on Facebook, Cougar Chat. If you're on Twitter, at Cougar Chat Radio. We're also on Google+, although I don't think anyone ever makes that account. I threw something up today, but... If you're a musician and you want to feature your music, if you want to let us play your songs on the air, you can email info@cougarchatradio.com. And if you want to be a sponsor of the show, you can email info@cougarchatradio.com. So I want to throw that out there before we get started.
Yeah, sounds good. It would really be nice to get a few big sponsors.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to send some shows to a couple people and see what they think.
Like Priscilla's and, yeah. Victoria's Secret, you know,
exactly.
You gotta think big.
Exactly.
I was thinking, who makes vibrators? Do we know?
Lots of people.
Yeah, one of the housewives does.
That was our idea, too.
Making vibrators?
Weren't we thinking about that? Was it t-shirts or vibrators, I thought?
I wasn't aware of that, but you go right ahead.
Oh, my goodness. I can just see guys using Cougar Chat stuff on their women or women on women, whatever.
Oh.
I mean, Brandy. What colors would we use? Were they all?
Oh, our signature, it would have to be our signature Cougar print purple and pink, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that'd be cool.
That would be hot.
That'd be hot.
Yeah. We have to
get that we've thought of it. Somebody will come up with it and make $1 billion, and we'll be kicking ourselves. Just so you know.
You heard it here first.
The reality is none of us would even have time to do that. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, for real. You know, I'm just excited that we're going to start hitting more conferences and events, aren't we?
Yeah, and we're excited about some of the ones that you have lined up. People from Supernatural, potentially. Irony from Walking Dead. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, he's doing a one-man show across, which I can't remember the state, somewhere starting in Atlanta and then moving across. And then he's got a huge charity where he raises money for underprivileged kids that he wanted to tell us about. So,
oh, great.
Pretty excited to come on, yeah. And then, and just a shout-out to Bobby Campo. He is getting ready on Grey's Anatomy. His spot is airing, I think, in the next couple weeks. So if you're a Grey's Anatomy fan, you might definitely want to catch Bobby on that.
Oh, Bobby. He's
what a
so
sweetheart.
Cute. Oh, my God. He's so sweet, so nice.
So gorgeous. Yeah, and genuine, really, really sweet, genuine person.
Oh, that's good. Well, I used to watch Grey's Anatomy when it first came out, seasons 1, 2, and 3, and I saw it come on the other night, and I couldn't figure out anything that was going on.
I tell you, when we were talking to him, I swear to God, I'm like looking at him, and I'm like, you look like a Gibb brother, one of the Gibbs, you know, remember the Bee Gees?
Mm-hmm.
He resembles like Andy Gibbs.
Well, that was really wild because he had been approached to play Andy Gibb in a movie that never ended up going anywhere.
Yeah.
So he was cracking up.
Yeah. Well, it's like, funny because there's an Australian group that does the Gibb Vegas show.
I don't know how they sing that high.
Yeah. Oh, someone's probably down there squeezing.
I was going to say they grab each other's nuts while they sing.
I got to say, though, Barry and Andy, they were a handsome and good-looking set. So.
All I can picture is those white polyester.
White suits.
Everybody all wore.
Yeah, but they were so good.
Remember the feathered back hair?
Yes, that's Barry.
That's how Michelle still wears her hair like that.
Feathered, yeah. Well, at the conference, I wore straight and flat and, well, little curls in it. But now I'm back to my 80s hair.
Awesome.
I cut like 3-4 inches off the top of my hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because speaking of 80s hair, when are you going to get 80s bands, hair bands on for us?
Oh.
You working on anyone right now?
No, I haven't. I will, though.
Yeah.
I know I tried to get Whitesnake, and unfortunately David is so rather busy. David, what's his last name, David?
I think we should get Gene Simmons.
Yeah, we'll try
that. I don't think we haven't tried.
Can
but
we get Shannon Tweed?
Try that too.
I love her. She's so pretty.
Yeah, I just got to get the right contact. I have the right contact for Whitesnake, but he's just too busy, so.
Okay.
And I may have a contact for...
We understand.
...in Europe, which Joey Tempest, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Funny. Well, we do. I'll let Michelle intro our guest in a moment. One of our callers is still holding on. Just bear with us. We'll get to you once we get Jeff on at 20 after. He'll be calling in then. On the 23rd, we have the guys from Tanked, the Animal Planet show Tanked, coming on to talk to us about how they do what they do. They have a shop in Vegas, and hopefully in November when I go, I'm going to try to get out there and take a tour of it. They've done some tanks for, Neil Patrick Harris and lots of other big stars. So I want to know what was the most difficult one they did and who was the most difficult client they had to work for.
Oh, yeah.
If they'll tell us.
Yeah, they may not do that.
You never know.
No one listens anyways, right? So, no.
Yeah, right.
And thanks a lot to Blog Talk for allowing us to air on their station here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, want me to go with this?
Sure.
All right. So, some of you guys have been waiting for this. We will be joined tonight with special and a return guest of Cougar Chat, the hot and handsome Jeff Timmons. He is the founding member of the band 98 Degrees. Jeff has also appeared on a VH1 reality TV show, which took him out of his comfort zone, and so that experience itself was one of the best experiences of his life. So maybe we can ask him about that.
Definitely.
Jeff is also set to launch a new massive multimedia distribution company called iMedia, which would utilize traditional ways of promoting and distribution of music and entertainment. Jeff is also an advocate for a variety of charities and foundations, especially when it benefits the children. Now, his new endeavor includes finding the hippest, hottest, sexiest male review for Las Vegas. The sexy new docuseries will follow Jeff and Green Backard as they search the country for the hottest and most talented male dancers who will ultimately become the Men of the Strip. The Men of the Strip will be a new male review show in Las Vegas and hosted by the one and only Jeff Timmons.
Very cool.
So, it'll be exciting to find out.
Very cool.
Should we go ahead and play one of his songs?
Oh,
sure, sure.
All right.
No, I was just going to say before we take a couple minute break and play a song. I did see him. I had the pleasure of seeing him dance for Chippendales last year, and he's got some moves. So, look forward to talking to him about his new endeavor.
I remember seeing pictures.
Thank you. Jen, do you know where we can get some great t-shirts?
We should use Dark Side, Inc. They're a unique apparel company that strives to give the customer the most diversified choices in design. We could get some rockin' t-shirts from them. All merchandise and original artwork is done in-house, so we need to give them a call at 508-676-6606 or go to darksideinc.com. And until next time, remember, everyone has a dark side. Hey, New Jersey, need work done on your BMW or other fine car? Montclair Motorworks in Montclair, New Jersey offers fast, reliable service with competitive pricing. With a BMW tech on site, they also have a state inspection station. Let Montclair Motorworks help you. Call them today at 973-744-9839. That's 973-744-9839. It was almost the whole way.
Welcome back to Cougar Chat. And that was Nan.
Yay!
You're supposed to mute it.
You must have unmuted it, right? Next time.
Funny. Well, of course, that was Jeff's song, Bounce?
Yes.
Right? No? Yes. No.
Yeah,
not Bounce.
Yeah, what?
Bounce Electric.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And then we followed that with, of course, I'm Too Sexy by Right Side Fred. Our buddies, they've been on before. We need to have them back.
They're great.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, I wasn't here that night, so it would be nice to have them back on.
Because you left us for a year.
Oh, no, honey child. It was only a couple months. It just felt like a year.
It did. We missed you.
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Damn.
Are we not supposed to?
No, I was hitting the button.
God. Dan is a little bit technically challenged, everyone, if you haven't figured that out by now. So.
What's the point of having a button in it blinking, but it doesn't do anything?
Nam, we're just going to have a one-on-one.
We need to run a sex toy. She can't figure it out.
See, if this is a sex toy, that is no problem. It's just not vibrating. I can't be expected to ruin everything.
Well, we're going to have Jeff Timmons on here in a moment. He's supposed to call in any minute. Of course, his new endeavor is Men of the Strip. You can find them at www.menofthestrip.com. There's a funny TMZ video on there that I just shared out on Facebook, too. So take a look. It says he's taken sexy to a whole new level.
I like to see that.
I know.
I can't wait to ask him about Glenn Packard. Apparently, he's worked and did dance routines for Ricky Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And one of the people he's working with has worked with Michael Jackson. And
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna take our caller and see. I don't think this is Jeff. This looks like a 404. I think that's Atlanta. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Hello, how are you? Hello. Hello.
Wow.
Okay, must just be listening. I'm not sure what just happened there.
Oh no, it sounded like we're being invaded by aliens or something. We have another caller. You want to grab that one?
Hello, come in. Who is this?
Hi, it's Jeff Timmons. How are you?
Jeff, hi. How are you?
Thank you.
I'm good.
Did you call in earlier?
I did. I thought I was supposed to call in at 6, and then I found out I was supposed to call in at 6:20.
Ah, okay.
I'm sorry. We would have grabbed you.
Hey, no worries. I was... You know, I'm in the car on my way home, and I had you on speakerphone, so I had to hang up the phone due to the content in front of my children's ears.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. Now, Jeff, you know better by now.
I know. I forgot all about how irreverent you ladies are.
Yeah, this is your third visit with us, so welcome back. We're excited to have you.
Thanks. I was listening to all the drops. You guys have, like, Jason Bateman and then the guy from Walking Dead. And then you got some British guy that sounds like a really important actor. So I'm glad I'm in a, I'm on a cool show like yours again.
Aww.
They're all from the TV show Supernatural, which I don't know what
channel
it's
on. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yes?
Supernatural. Yeah, that's what it was.
And then Irony from Walking Dead, T-Dog.
Wow. Have you ever watched Walking Dead?
I don't watch any TV. You know, I watch sports, and I watch SpongeBob, because I got a bunch of kids. So those are my choices in my house. So
I love SpongeBob.
Yeah, I do too. Now, Jeff,
I'm sorry? Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, dear. No, go ahead.
I said SpongeBob's actually an adult cartoon, I think.
Oh, it is.
It is.
It is. Runs around naked half the time, you know?
He runs around naked. They have like good little innuendos and themes and stuff on that show as well. So
yes, they do.
It kind of cracks me up.
I think the whole concept is brilliant. I mean, seriously, a kitchen sponge living in a pineapple under the sea with his friends, the squirrel who wears oxygen.
Yeah, and you know, and you know that they weren't on any mood altering substances when they came up with those concepts, right?
Not at all.
I never came up with anything quite so clever.
Now, Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't you a Saints fan? Question mark.
Saints? No, no. My wife is.
Oh.
My wife is from Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm a Raiders, Raiders and Cowboys fan.
Oh, yes, I knew I loved you. Go Cowboys, yes. They suck, and they'll suck
Cowboys
again this year. But,
they will be bad this year.
Again.
They will. It happens every year. It's going to be 8-8, 9-7, maybe a playoff game, and that's it. Same thing every year.
Yeah. Well, does this mean Redskins are coming to the top? No.
I don't think so. The Redskins looked pretty bad the first couple weeks. I think it's the Eagles, then the Giants, then maybe Dallas, then the Redskins this year.
All right, we'll see. Maybe we should do a friendly wager.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah, why don't we? We could do that.
What do you have in mind?
Well, let's get to it. Oh. All right. Oh, it's always money, right? I'm cheap, so I'll let you pick.
All right, well, let's do $20.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
$20.
So which team?
Who are you betting? Now, who are you picking?
Redskins. For what?
Okay. Oh, okay.
I don't care.
To win the division? To win the division. All right. I'll take that bet. And let's change it to $100. $100.
$100?
He's feeling a little confident.
$100?
That's a lot of money, Michelle.
I'll save.
Are we allowed to bet? I guess it's since it's Blog Talk Radio. There are no FCC regulations with regard to betting money on games and stuff like that on the internet.
You're fine.
So.
I love
cool.
My team beat your team. It's not like we play for them, you know?
Yeah,
it's not
Pete Rose, I know.
You know? So. Well,
yeah.
Michelle, I'll take it to the game level, and I'll take you on in a game. So Dallas beats Redskins straight up, $20, you and me. Okay. All right. Everybody's against me. Wow. Love it. Bring it on, baby. Well, very good. Well, Jeff, we are so excited to talk about your new endeavor. How did that come about? What were you thinking? What were you doing when you came up with the idea? We want to hear all about it.
Well, as you guys know, I did a little guest stint as a host and MC with the Chips and Chippendales here in Vegas. It ends up being a pretty successful run, but you know, I wanted to continue on with them and maybe do some cooler stuff and make it even a cooler, more nationally known brand and refresh it and Chips is a great brand, and they had their own ideas. They're sort of like the Beatles of Mail Review, so they kind of have their brand set in place, but I wanted to do something cooler, a little more well-produced, you know, a little more, you know, a little more mainstream. And so I decided to partner up with this guy, Glenn Douglas Packard, who is a great choreographer. He's choreographed Michael Jackson, Enrique. He's done countless award shows. He's just a brilliant guy. And he worked with Chips way back in the day, did some things with them as well. So he was familiar with this type of genre. I know Glenn. He was Brooke Hogan's best friend on Brooke Knows Best. I don't know if you ever watched that show, but he's known for that. But he's well known for his ability to create great shows. And we started working on this with a few other partners a couple of years actually now. And we just have a fresh, cool looking cast. I mean, Glenn's brilliant. We went in four different cities, cast in Miami, Los Angeles. Glenn picked out the best guys he possibly can with that can dance, and you know, with a little taboo for ladies to have their own fun on their own, and Magic Mike was really well done and really, really well produced, and we're trying to do something in that vein, and that's where we're at. We're with 98 Degrees. We just finished a 48 that was one of the highest selling tours of the New Kids and Boys to Men, and now I'm getting into this project that we've been working on for a while, and we're going to put these guys in a bus, wrap it with their pictures on it, put some sponsors on there, and go to big cities in the starting on 31st. And it...
Hello? You still there, Jeff?
Yep.
Hey, Jeff, we're losing you.
I'm still here. Can
you
hear me?
Yeah.
You're losing me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you. Oh my God, is that
these cell phones.
Yeah. Well, we've decided that you need some female perspective on the matter.
Well, you know what?
You can
go check out the guys on the website, on our website, menatthestrip.com. You can check them out, and you can tell me what you think of the guys.
There you go. Well, that sounds cheesy.
Which one you like, which one you don't like.
Can we just ride along? I mean, you know, pictures, they get photoshopped. How are we going to know for sure? Let's, you know.
These dudes are the real deal. I mean, they can dance, sing, all that stuff.
Sweet.
Now, do they get any special training? Like when you go to different cities, do, like, dance companies send people, or is it just for anybody who shows up?
No. These guys, we already cast the guys for the TV show and the stage show. So we're taking them all over the country. Glenn is a very, very hands-on, and I guess he trained some guys like this before, and, you know, he breaks them down. You see these big, huge, tough guys, you know, crying about how their feet hurt after 11 hours of rehearsal, and he runs a tight ship.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, I'm excited to see Kyle in the lineup because I love Kyle. He's from Chippendales. And there was another guy on there, too, from Chippendales.
Yeah, Nate used to be with them.
Nate.
And Kyle used to be with them. Yeah, those two guys, they kind of jumped ship and came and joined us. And then, we got like three or four other guys that are great that we cast in the other cities. And so just a bunch of fun guys to be around. I like the behind-the-scenes part of it. That's the part that attracts me a lot to the stuff. Just the guys, their dynamic, how they're treated, how girls act around them. You know, some guys are school teachers. Some guys are radiologists. Some guys are rock stars. You know, some guys party all the time. You know, they all have quite different, unique, and interesting personalities.
Oh, we like the behind-the-scenes stuff, too. Oh, yeah. Just saying. So what? How can a man try out for the Men of the Strip?
They're already cast now, so they can't try out for this year or this company.
Well, that's what I mean, like for future references.
Oh, how does it work?
Yeah.
Well, I think the intention is, you know, to be able to, you know, get this cast out there, have success with them, and then when one guy leaves, you know, we audition different guys or stuff like that. But the audition process is interesting. I mean, Glenn has the guys show up, auditions, and, you know, it's not my really my cup of tea to watch the auditions, but I stuck around for a little bit. And Glenn basically has all these different types of guys show up. He interviews them on camera, asks them a bunch of questions about themselves, their background. Then he has them take their shirts off and learn a dance on the spot. So he teaches them. He spends like 2 hours teaching them a dance, and then he breaks it up into groups of like three or four guys, and then he's got like a couple of other choreographers and dancers with them that judge the guys, and then they let some of them go. They tell them, you know, thank you, you're not our kind of guy, or you know, they keep them back, and then eventually, you know, I think he picked maybe one from each city. So there's a guy from Boston, there's a guy from Florida, there's a guy from the Midwest somewhere. I think there's one guy from L.A., and then there's the two guys from Vegas.
So has any of the guys hurt themselves while rehearsing or trying out?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I mean, you would see a couple of guys start gimping around like they can't, and it's normally because they can't dance. So they start acting like they're hurt, or they hurt their knee, or they'll fall down on the ground. There was one guy that, it's pretty difficult learning curve for some of these songs that Glenn has them learn. So I was in one where this guy just, he was in his group of three or four guys, and he just kind of, he just stood there and just looked at us and just made, he just posed. He started making weird poses while the other guys were dancing. I mean, there were a lot of guys that did different weird things. One guy came in and he was a stripper. Now, these guys aren't really strippers. They're male review guys, which is a little bit of a difference if anybody's seen these kinds of shows. Strippers are strippers, guys that take all their clothes off and strip for girls. Well, one guy was a stripper, and he stripped down to his clothes. Oh, he was completely naked except for he had an elephant trunk on a thong.
Nice.
And it wasn't my favorite thing ever in my life. That I think I'm a little scarred from what he did, what he how he acted, what he was wearing. It was pretty bananas.
Now, do all the guys that come in that came to try out, have they all been buffed, or were there some just ridiculous shapes coming in?
They were all shapes and sizes. That's right. You would be like, okay, what possessed this guy to think that he's in any kind of shape for a gig like this? Like, I mean, you had all kinds of different shapes and sizes, like you said. But you know, the thing about what Glenn was trying to do is he wasn't trying to make all these guys really big, huge bodybuilding looking guys. The guys are sleek and they can move around. They have and then he has some guys that, you know, some girls don't like completely ripped up buffed guys like that. He's got some moderately built guys in that respect. But you know, he was really good about how he picked a very diverse cast.
I'm reminded of Chris Farley on SNL.
And we had a few. I swear, we had a few. I don't know whether they were there. We taped the auditions. So one day we'll release a video of it. But, we had guys like that. We had guys that were, you know, short like me that it never could be in a, you know, this kind of a show. And, you know, and then you had all kinds of crazy. You had guys breakdancing and, you know. Or guys would just come in there and they were just doing a modern dance on, you know, after Glenn taught them what to do, they'd do their own thing, and it was definitely entertaining.
I think I'm in love with Glenn, by the way, because I'm on MenOfTheStrip.com now, and I'm looking at the boss's profile, and of course he is one of them. And his hobbies include family time, comics, horror films, traveling, drinking Starbucks and log cabins, and his favorite food is Meat Lover's Pizza.
He's the best. I mean, you guys, he's not your typical, you know, Glenn's gay, and he's not your typical, you know, stereotype of what you think is a guy that you know, is very serious about everything. You know, Glenn's, he's really a fun guy. He's a very diverse, cultural, smart guy, and at the same time, he's a Midwestern guy. So he's just a down-to-earth cat that just happens to have an extraordinary amount of talent and is a lot of fun
very
to be
cool.
around.
Very cool. And now who's Mike?
Mike
Money
is
Mike.
Mike's one of the partners. He's one of the partners.
Okay.
He's, he's one of the financiers of the whole project, and he happens to be a decent looking guy himself, and the ladies love him as well, and he's got quite a character. He's also a lot of fun to be around. All the guys that are involved with this project are a blast.
So when does your tour start, and when do you wind up back on the Vegas Strip?
Well, we're going to start December 31st, probably
okay.
outside of Dallas, and we're going to go
okay.
all the way up, you know, down south, up through the Midwest, hit up the East Coast, and go down south on the East Coast for the first leg of this run to introduce the guys. Then we'll come off the road, I think. And during, you know, January and all the new year when Vegas is traditionally slow, spend a couple of months learning the show, teaching them the show, getting the production of the show. We're speaking to a lot of venues, but until we have the TV deal secured, which we're negotiating, it's almost done, we then approach the right casinos because some casinos don't want cameras there. Some do. And we have quite a bit of interest from a lot of them, but they want to know which network and, you know, how we want to do it, the size of the room. So we'll spend time negotiating that deal, finding a home for the show. After we do the next tour, we'll go do another leg. We'll do it on the West Coast this time, hit the Midwest a little more, and then go up into Canada. And by that time, it'll be good time in the season for Las Vegas, and we'll probably start then at our new home in Vegas for our residency with the guys.
Fabulous, fabulous. Ladies, I'm thinking when they hit the East Coast that we need to meet up. Yeah.
Yeah, where are you
we
guys?
We should do live interviews.
Where are you?
Spread out. I'm in North Carolina. Michelle is in Pennsylvania, and Nan is in Virginia.
We're doing Pennsylvania, and I think we're doing Virginia Beach. I don't know whether we're doing Lancaster, Poughkeepsie, Pittsburgh, Harrisburg. We're still figuring out what that date is.
Harrisburg is like an hour away from me.
I could do Harrisburg.
Yeah,
that's me too, Michelle.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Let him.
Harrisburg, here we come. So put that on the list.
And bring your money with you.
Yeah. What's that?
Bring your money with you.
I'll bring my money with me. All right, I will.
I thought you were talking to me, and I'm like, don't you worry about it.
No.
Of course
no.
I will.
I'm thinking football right now.
That's after I lose my bet.
Yes. But, yeah, if you come up here to Harrisburg, we can, like I said, it's only an hour away, and that would be sweet. Well, Jeff,
and
we've
that's
had
some of the markets
ladies.
We're doing. I'm sorry. We're doing
yeah,
some
ahead,
smaller
Dave.
Markets
go ahead.
Like that. We're doing, of course, we got our New Yorks in there, and you know, Atlantic City and all those, but you know, we're also doing some smaller markets as well. You know, I just want the guys. Look, I just came off a great tour. It was awesome, big tour, and so you know, obviously, this tour is not a big money maker for me. It's for me to go into the market, introduce the guys, introduce the brand to the public, let people get up and close and personal, meet these guys, the personalities, build up their social media, just get people excited about the show.
Right. Good for you. Because yeah, a lot of the smaller towns are a lot of times overlooked. But yeah, we've had some ladies holding pretty much for the whole hour. So I'm gonna take a call right now.
Sounds
Hello,
good.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Abby.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Abby. How are you?
Okay. Oh, I thought you was talking to somebody.
No, we're talking to you. How's everything been?
Sorry.
How are you doing?
Sorry, I just doing something. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Abby, did you have a question?
Where are you going to come Hawaii?
As soon as Hawaii wants to have us, I'll tell you that. I can't wait. Actually, Hawaii is one of my favorite places on the planet, and I've been trying to get back there for a long, long time. That's one of the places we didn't go on tour, so hopefully we'll get there soon.
Yeah, I say I still love you, support you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're nice to us.
Well, you're nice to us, too, and I'm sorry I didn't get to see you with the other Hawaii crew. They came to a couple of the shows, Lisa and
yeah.
all the other gals. And
yeah.
So Yeah. I'll hopefully see you soon.
Yeah. I see you. See you later, yeah?
Yeah, of course. All right, Abby. Love you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Abby. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we, while we took Abby's call, someone, you can find Cougar Chat Radio on Twitter at Cougar Chat Radio. Someone just tweeted to us, Jeff, that said, why not do a bet that benefits a charity? Great idea.
Cool. We could do that.
All right. Well, let's do that. I'm involved with a lot of charities. I'm involved with the Susan G. Komen, St. Jude, Elizabeth Blazer. Is there autism charities? Is there a preference that you have?
No.
They all sound great.
Yeah. They all sound great, so.
Well, I'll let you pick it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
if I
pick it, it looks like I have a favorite charity, which I don't, you know?
Yeah,
I like them all. So.
Winner picks a charity. Michelle,
where,
if you win,
okay,
you pick
cool.
a charity.
It'll be a silent.
We'll do it like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, our 404 Georgia number called back in, so hold on.
All right.
You're online with Tigger Chat. Hello?
Hello? Jeff?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
There's somebody there.
Hi, it's Robin.
Hey, Robin, how are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Robin.
I'm good. Kelly was on the other line, but we got disconnected. Kelly from Boston.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Well,
okay. Well,
yeah, we're going to come see the show, so.
Good.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I think we had a date in Atlanta routed, but it got we changed it to a different date for because it was closer with regards to the bus. But we'll be around there somewhere.
Cool.
We'll be in Orlando, I think. Orlando's
yeah.
not too far from you guys, right?
No, we're in Virginia Beach because that's where Sherry lives. So
yeah, Virginia Beach.
Corruptor.
Another vote
one
for
of those.
Virginia Beach.
Robin, we could all meet up in Virginia Beach. I'm liking that.
Oh yeah, well we can. Yeah, and we're definitely gonna go see it in Vegas too.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Vegas
is
gonna be. Yeah, when Vegas opens up, that's gonna be crazy. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we love Vegas. What was I gonna ask? Oh, are you gonna what type of music are you gonna do during the show? Are you gonna do any new stuff?
Good question.
Yeah, you know, I'm obviously gonna do some stuff. I'm not gonna be in the show the whole time though. I'm just gonna
be
opening the show. I'll probably be doing the show the first 6 to 8 weeks, then we're gonna bring somebody else in. But yeah, I'm gonna do my own stuff in there. We'll be familiar by then.
Yeah.
You know, Glenn's got a vast array of different types of music that he wants to put in here. I mean, he's got some mashups that he wants to create that I'm gonna end up doing in the studio for him of songs that everybody knows and coordinating them with the different types of numbers that he's doing with these guys and the scenarios
cool.
that he's putting together. Yeah, he's got a really good wide variety, wide range of songs.
Oh, cool. Oh, well, I think that's all I wanted to ask you. Can't wait to see the show and stuff. So.
All right, Robin.
Oh, are you
going to
rip your shirt off,
though? Good to hear your voice. What's
are
that?
You going to rip your shirt off for us?
I will rip my shirt off, yeah. At one point in the show, you got
to
do the signature rip off the shirt.
You have to show your new tattoo to everybody.
Yeah, I got to show off the new tat, and you know.
And what about
the Speedo's where I draw the line, Robin. I don't dance
last
with my shirt off.
You wore it last.
I know.
You
wore it
last
during,
year. You
did it
during Meyer last year.
I did it for Party Rock because it was a joke. I also had a gigantic afro wig on.
So. What if we got your wife's permission?
And an afro wig.
My wife will always give permission for me to take my clothes off at all times. She does not care.
Nice. I need to talk to Miss Amanda.
She's progressive like you all. She's...
Very cool. We need to have her on.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She's a lot of
well,
fun.
It was good talking to you.
Likewise. Tell Connor I said hi. It's good to hear your voice. Thanks for calling in, Robin.
Oh, I will. Talk to you later. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye, Robin. Thanks. And we actually have another caller. Hold on. You're on the air with Cougar Chat and Jeff Timmons.
Hi, this is Kelly from Boston. How are you?
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. I was actually on the phone with Robin, but we got disconnected as our chat together.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. That's funny. It's funny how you guys connect through through the music and all that stuff. That's always pretty cool. How have you been?
Well, that's
good?
Actually how we met, was through New Kids and Jeff Timmons. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's
always very flattering. So.
Well, I was upset. My question was, of course, we're hoping that you come up towards Boston and Connecticut with Men of the Strip.
I think, with the promotional tour, I think we're going, we look right now, and I don't know, none of these are confirmed yet because we're still trying to get the bus routing. But I think we're going to Maine,
okay.
Portland, Maine, and New Hampshire, Atlantic City. That's where we'll be up in that area.
I can hit all three and hit Atlanta or Virginia Beach as well. We're good. I'll hit them all.
I gotcha. And look, these are all little club dates, so it's not a 98 degrees package tour kind of ticket price either. You know what I mean? It's like
true, but we would still do it no matter what. We would.
I know you would, but. We're just trying to get people to meet these guys and get endeared with their favorite one and just have fans already liking the show before it comes on, either in Vegas and on the TV show. So that's the purpose of the tour, you know, get them out there, get these guys' faces out there.
Exactly. And I'm already a huge fan of Kyle from when we came down to see you at
Tippin'
Hill.
And
we love
you. Kelly, me
Kyle's
too.
Awesome.
I'm with you. I love Kyle. Yeah.
Exactly. And we love Garrow, too, from New Hampshire.
Oh, Garrow's awesome. Garrow, yeah. He's the cocky older one. Yeah, he's great, too.
We just watched the TMZ snippet. That was funny, by the way, about him. Yeah.
But my one question was, you said that the Men of the Strip tour is just going to be a tease of what's going to be in Vegas.
Absolutely not. It'll be a small tease. The tour is just basically getting to know the guys. They're going to get up. They're going to do one number only, and then you know I'm going to be performing. I'm going to do a little set, host, whatever. But this is just for those guys. It is a little teaser, a tiny teaser.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, I can't wait, and we'll definitely be out to Vegas for it as well. So
we appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
I love it when the people are calling in and talking. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. And the ones that call in, these girls are the really loyal, great fans that, you know, we have a lot of them, but these are the girls that come to everything. You know, everything I was doing on my solo stuff to 98 Degree stuff to...
Yeah.
You know, this latest tour that we just did, they've been around forever. So they're, you know, when I was in the Chippendales, they all came. They, you know, just great, great bunch of gals.
Nice. And it's nice that, you know their names, you know? And
just thinking
yeah, you know,
you
our group always, well, yeah, you know, our group is always, everybody in our group, and we're kind of known for that. We really, and it sounds cliche, you care about your fans, but we care about our fans. Like, we know the main group of girls in different cities. I mean, those guys, Nick and Drew, remember girls from, you know, 10 years ago, they remember their names. They got, like, brains like elephants, but, we kind of pride ourselves on being down to earth and approachable and hanging out with our fans. I mean, we want to have them around forever and supporting us. So, and we appreciate them. So that's kind of why we've always been like that.
Well, what's next for you? Are you doing anything else that you can talk about?
I'm working on music. You know, I think I sent you a couple songs.
We played one during the break. Yeah.
Oh, you did? Cool. Thanks. I've been working on that stuff. I've got I'm up to like about 150 songs. Talking to a couple of different labels. I'm trying to release some music kind of right at the same time that the TV show comes out, so we can give it a little more exposure, get it going, and that's about it. You know, just being home with my family. That the tour on the road was a great tour, and it was probably the most fun I've ever had. I had my whole family with me on my bus the whole time.
Oh, nice.
Which was cool. Yeah, I had my wife and all my kids and nieces and And we were like the clan out there, the little clan of crazy people out there, you know, driving around everywhere
so
together.
Cute.
But it was tiring, and you know, just kind of taking a break and sitting back and trying to put the show together. You know, this is my main priority now. Who knows if 98 Degrees may tour next summer? There's a possibility of that. So we'll see.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, I'm coming back to Vegas. You know, I'm always there. I'm coming back the first weekend of November. Are you going to be around?
Nope. We'll be on the tour.
Oh, already? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We start in November. We start in the South. I'll be somewhere in the South. I'll just miss
Watch us miss each other. I will be pissed.
I know.
Just come up here and...
Yeah, I will. Well, very good. Well, Jeff, tell everybody, before we let you go, again, thanks for coming on. Tell everybody where to find you.
Oh, you can find me at www.jefftimmons.com, of course. My Twitter is just Jeff Timmons now. They let me have my own name back, and I'm verified finally. So I got my name. That's all the Facebooks are all – you can just search my name, find me on there, but – go check out menofthestrip.com. Check out those guys. Tweet those guys. They're all pretty cool as well, and they're really good at getting back. And I thank you all for having us on. Oh, my Instagram's just Jeff Timmons, my real name. It used to be Jeff Timmons 98 or the Jeff Timmons, or I had that because someone else had all my names all the time.
Oh yeah.
And.
Yeah.
They were trying to sell me my own name back. Search my name on any of the social networks, and I'll be right there. And I'm always, as a lot of fans will tell you, I'm always really good at getting back to you and answering questions or whatever.
Yes, you are. Well, thank you so much. Hit us up anytime, and we'll do the same. And you have a fabulous week, and we'll catch you on tour.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Catch you later. Thank you, ladies. Jeff. You guys are always fantastic. Thank you.
You are too,
Thanks,
sweetie.
Dear. Thanks.
Take care. See ya.
You too.
Bye-bye.
That was
a great
tweet.
I can do Harrisburg, and I can do Virginia Beach. Just want to throw that out there.
I can do all of them.
Oh, that would be great, though.
To hell with work.
Work's overrated anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, if we were naked at work, it would make it easier. Oh, wait, never mind. I work with my husband.
What the hell does that even mean?
Because it's Chippendales, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, stay with me here.
No, I thought you meant being naked at work, just wherever you work would be better. No.
Well, it would be if I had Chippendales in my office.
Okay. Or the men of the strip.
I was going to say, I don't want to walk in here
just and more men.
Naked.
Nice.
Anyway.
I work with a bunch of TSA agents at the airport. I don't want to see them naked, trust me. And yes, NSA, I know you're listening.
Doesn't change the fact.
Exactly. So speaking of NSA, politics, government, that kind of thing, join me and Frank Sinelli on Fridays at 7 for our political/entertainment/current events show, Friday Morning Fix. Come to the same link, blogtalkradio.com/CougarChat. We piggyback off of them. They're our host. Cougar Chat's our host show. So
Thank you. And we want to send some dollars out to the family affected at the Navy Yard today.
That was awful.
Yeah, I watched it all day. So, condolences, prayers to everyone.
Yeah, definitely. So, Michelle, I'll be in your neck of the woods next week, so I have to get to go to the center.
Yay!
Yay!
We'll have to talk and see. Let me know what days.
I get in on Sunday night. I start training on Monday, and I'm there all week. So
I can hook up Monday night.
Yeah, cool.
Cool. We'll do that.
Oh, we could be live.
Oh, my God. We could. Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Well, let's say we take everybody out with Jeff's last song. And I don't know. We have a couple more commercials. But join us next week at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern, for the men of Tanked, Animal Planet's Tanked, and find out how they got the idea to start what they do and, some of the more crazy tanks that they've made.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to these guys.
And thanks to Robin and Abby for calling, and Kelly for calling.
Hey, Kelly, yeah.
Guys, and we talk to them on Twitter occasionally. But everybody have a great week.
Hey, good night.
All right, much love.
All right, bye.
If you like your lady,
there was a time, there was a place, when I was looking in your face, and in your eyes, if you and I would be together, together. I saw the questions on your face, how we to play these silly games. Each other's arms and be together. I found a soulmate of my life. Oh. She keeps my heart in her mind. Yeah. There was a question that I had, and the answer was written on her face. Will we love each other forever and be together?